This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for a great mate debate. We make situations much worse between couples, but they think we're going to solve it.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I just wanted to summarize it for anyone who's new to the show. We have Jessica and Scott, and they are?
They're dealing with their son's friend. How much help do you have to give your son's friend?
Son's friend?
Yeah.
Zero. All right. Thank you. Anyway, Jessica wins the toss today, so she gets to go first. Jessica?
Yay.
Tell us your side of this. What's happening?
So, yeah, we have three kids, and my oldest son, Caleb, he's got a really good friend of his. His name's Jake. He's gotten into a lot of trouble throughout time, and specifically at school and more recently with the law.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so much that actually his family has kicked him out of the house. So this poor kid is just off on his own.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How old?
They're just about to graduate high school. So he's 17, so he's not quite an adult yet. Yeah.
So he's got, okay. Okay.
I just feel really bad for him, you know? And I know he's a good friend to my son, and I know everyone deserves second chances. And I just, I feel this like really big draw on me to want to help him, like give him a place to stay and give him support. And I know it's just really important
until
to me that
when
feel-
I mean, I'm not trying to take a side, but like, do you have a number, like when he graduates he has to leave, when he has a job post graduation, are you keeping him through college? Like what do you imagine your commitment would be?
Well, what I imagine is that we would sit down with him and put together a plan so that he could get, you know, his stuff together and possibly go back into his house. You know, if he goes to his family with like a good plan in place and he shows that he's doing better in school and that he's kind of stabilized himself, that I have a feeling that they will, you know, bring him back in and he won't be on his own, or he'll be 18 and then of course he's an adult and he there's a lot more, you know, options for him at that point. But that's my plan. I feel like giving him the umbrella to be able to get out of the rain for a minute, you know, and put some stuff in there.
Wow.
That's very, very generous.
I like that.
Now that we know this side, I can only imagine what your husband's going to say here. Scott?
Yay.
What do you want to do with this kid?
I want to do nothing. I'm not really a fan of Jake. Okay. He's gotten Caleb in trouble a whole bunch of times. He's a bad influence. It's not our responsibility to save him. Like, what is this? Would it be like a 90s sitcom family that takes in the bad kid?
Okay.
You know.
Yeah,
that's
not
my responsibility.
Okay.
But those sitcoms ended up pretty, some they entertaining episodes,
yeah.
I guess,
at
least.
Sitcom. It's not. But what do you think? I'm not trying to get all high and mighty on you, but what message do you think you're sending Caleb by going, looks like your friend's an F
and
up.
And your two other kids.
Yeah. I guess he made his bed by, like, this is, we don't help people. Is that, or?
Well, I'm about helping my own kids, you know, and like Caleb, you know, he's 17, he's going to be 18, he's going to graduate. I don't know how many more years he's going to want to be my friend too. And I don't want to spend those last few years worrying about Jake being in our house, I don't know, stealing or doing some other like awful thing. Who knows?
Well, there's kind of the other side. I mean, like, well, what do you want to show the kids? But also, are you putting your other kids potentially in danger if you're bringing someone
by having a rabble rouser.
Kind of, yeah.
Let me jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I want to put a little disclaimer on anybody calling real quick. It's so easy on a great mate debate like this or on any topic where it's like, well, the right thing to do is help the kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. You're right. The right thing to do. Would you let a kid move into your house? That's the question. Oh, of course I would. Would you? Then how about we give Jake your number? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to discourage or encourage the jury to vote one way or the other, but it's just so easy to go, oh my God, of course you got to help. And it's like, but would you put your money where your mouth is?
Right. It changes literally everything. It's like even just going to the store, like, well, now we got an extra seat to bring this kid along with, or like going on vacation. Now, does he come with, or just everything changes? There's financial sides to it. But also if you don't help him, how's he going to get better?
I don't think you would ever regret helping someone, but you will regret not helping someone.
But
also, one of my fears, if I can jump in, one of my fears too is, you know, Caleb and Jake are really good friends. So if we don't take Jake in and Jake goes somewhere else, Caleb's going to follow him. So at least if Jake's with us, then I can keep eyes on my child and have a role in how things play out a little bit. You know, it's almost like I'd rather be there than have Caleb disappear and like get into more trouble because Jake doesn't have a stable place to be. You know,
he's already been a bad influence on Jake. You know, what about what's he going to do for our other kids now if he's around them too? Like,
maybe they can be a good influence for him.
I don't know.
I loved your little synopsis, Jessica, of what your plan is, but I'm just saying I'm not trying to pick a side here, but like, to imagine my son is 17 and to go like, you've messed up enough times, you don't get to be at my house. Anyone who could say that,
something serious happened
probably, and your spreadsheet and your little plan isn't going to flip them. They're not letting this kid back. I mean, if you're the type of person who can kick your kid out of your house, you're not.
Well, and is he learning the lesson if you provide kind of a soft landing spot for him? Like, this was his ultimatum.
What do his parents think he's gonna go?
I don't.
On the streets? Is that like? I think Jessica is being like, oh my God! If one of my son's friends was like, even if they did something bad, it's like, well, Dad, he's just gonna live in his car in front of the school. I'd be like, no, he's not. Bring him here. That's insane. Yes, at least in the short run.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let some kid who's friends with my kid, if I figure out that he's actually a bad influence, and maybe I toss him out.
Yeah, but that it sounds like Jake and Caleb have been running around, and even Caleb's been getting in trouble too, which is like...
Okay, there's that side too.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, you've made good points. Jessica, you've made good points. Hang on tight. We're going to get a jury for you guys and tell you whether or not your family increases by one or not.
I remember being in high school and there were like a couple kids that my parents were like, we don't really like it when you hang out around those guys. They're a little, and my parents were absolutely right. And they had no idea just how bad those kids actually were. And so I'm saying if it's gotten to the point where even the parents are kicking him out, like he's doing bad stuff.
But again, on paper, the right answer is to help. And then Aaron comes off the turnbuckle with, not on paper, but real compassion. You're never going to regret helping somebody. You're just not. Even if you're helping a bad person. Mm-hmm.
Or even if it goes wrong, if they end up, if it doesn't actually help them.
Part where it might be over the line is like, it depends on what legal trouble he has gotten into, because that will affect the other kids potentially. Like, that's where it gets a little gray.
But if you don't help,
exactly,
and this kid ends up on the streets or dead or severely hurt from drug, like whatever, are you going to feel, and will your kid, your own kid, go, we have a spare bedroom right over there.
Yeah.
Nana comes twice a century.
Well, and Jessica nailed it. It's like Caleb and Jake, they're friends. No matter where Jake is living, they're going to be friends and they're going to want to spend time together, hang out.
So better if he is on the, there.
Exactly.
All right, Jessica wants to let the estranged kid move in, and Scott's like, I'm helping my kids, and that's it. You guys pick a side. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Jessica and Scott. Mm-hmm. Basically, they've got a few kids, but their eldest, Caleb, has a friend named Jake. A little bit of a troublemaker,
mm-hmm.
and he's been kicked out of his parents' house.
Yeah, and so now Jessica wants to move him in, but Scott's worried because he's never really liked this kid to begin with. And also, Caleb's gotten in some trouble with him before, too. So now, do we welcome him in, or...
So which emotion wins? Compassion or logical parenting?
I don't see why you can't have both. I'm sorry, both?
Both. Jessica, Scott, feel free to jump in with any of the jury members. And the first one we're talking to is Justin.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So, this is a mix for me because I was a 17-year-old boy, so I was homeless in downtown Denver for 4 months. Ooh. My mom wanted me to move in with her, but she also didn't want to expose the younger kids in our house to my behavior.
Okay.
We got linked up with this place called Urban Peak in Denver. It's a youth homeless shelter where they will actually help kids get their GED, get a resume put together, and get a life established. I'm 32 years old. I have a family. I work a full-time job. I'm successful. But it didn't come without a little bit of trial and tribulation on my side, where I made bad choices, even into 18, 19, younger 20s. I made bad choices, and I got lucky because I was able to hold down a job at 19, and so then some of my family was like, hey, come stay with us. You look like you're trying, at least. So I don't know that you open your household. So I'm on my husband's side here. You don't open your household to a troubled teenager because you don't know what they're capable of. Do they steal your car in the middle of the night? Do they take your debit card and go pull money out to buy drugs?
Like, so even though you were that kid, you're on Scott's side.
Absolutely. I think that he needs a nudge in the right direction. He needs to have real world hit him in the face in order for him to actually make the choices to get better. Because that's what it took me in order to actually get better with my life. I needed that rude awakening. I needed to realize that the world wasn't just handed to me on a silver platter.
Wow.
Wow. So do you think
rules?
Well, do you think you would have like done those things if given the opportunity too soon in your life? Would you have turned on a family who let you in because you weren't ready?
I did. I did those things. That's why I'm saying, like, I was that 17-year-old. I got kicked out of my dad's house, stole my mom's car, wrecked it, took money out of her bank account to buy drugs. I have gotten my life.
Oh
straight,
my God, wow. You're like.
It took that rude awakening. Reality needs to hit you in the face or you're not ever going to change.
Wow. Thank you for the truth there, Justin.
How did you find out about the facility?
What's that, Jessica?
How did you find out about that facility that, you know, like, did someone help you find that? I mean, maybe that's the kind of help that we could give Jake, you know?
I think we have some people here with some direction for that as we keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get another jury member in. Jackie?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So I am speaking from experience. I have taken in kids that needed help, and the last one stole from me, was doing drugs, lied to me. So I would find out why they're getting kicked out in the first place, and I would judge it on that. If they're just a all-around bad kid, absolutely not. You don't want that influence in your house. You don't want to have to worry about your belongings being taken from you. I would really, really second-guess what you're doing. As far as taking that kid.
But if it's just personality conflicts with the parents, then you would?
If it's a personality conflict, absolutely, I would help him.
Okay. But it sounds like he's been in some trouble, so I'm leaning towards...
Law. Yeah.
Yeah. Nate?
Yo!
Whose side are you on?
I'm going with the husband. I've got 5 kids of my own. And I was that bad kid growing up, you know, and being a guy, you got to look out for your wife, your kids, their health, you know, mentally, spiritually, all that crap.
It's not looking great for you, but let's get one more in here. Jessica, Chris?
Guy.
Whose side are you on?
I am on, I guess, kind of both.
Okay.
I understand the mom as being a mom, and I have four adopted kids, four adult bio kids. And so I've done foster care, kinship care. There are so many, hopefully there are so many supports for kids that are high risk. And it sounds like he's high risk. Also, the parents, until he's 18, they're liable for this kid. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I think that's how it works. I would definitely call children's services.
Okay.
I think as mamas, we want to protect kids. It's just our innate, you know, who we are. And so I totally sympathize with the mom. But the first thing you need to do is protect your younger kids. And just like my adopted kids are all much younger than my bio kids, and there's a reason for that, because kids from hard places have extreme behaviors that you don't want your kids picking up on. It's just not worth it. And so I think there's a happy medium that they can support, they can advocate, they can call VHS and say, you know, what does this county have? What can we help get lined up for this kid? But definitely don't take them in.
Wow. Mm. Thank you for the call.
Right.
Jessica?
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone appreciates your heart for sure.
For sure.
Your heart is in the right place. I love that about you.
But
I think your suggestion, I think because some of the suggestions I heard are actually really great options. And I did not expect to hear so many people like coming from such personal experience.
And on my end, I'm for helping the kid as long as it doesn't involve living in our house. That's really
awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So it sounds like there are ways that you can still help.
You don't have to turn your
involved.
Back on him, but you don't have to open your door to him either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this because great mate debates usually end so much more tumultuously.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to get a list of resources and stuff put out there for you guys. Good luck with the tiny little criminal that might be living in your house.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys unpack when you go to a hotel?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Whoa. Yay. We found controversy. You don't at all?
No. 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 Why would I?
How long do you stay? Okay. First off.
That's a good question.
Because I will say this. Why do I just picture Tiak as a dude who never leaves his house. But you do things.
Yeah,
but
all the
time. They go up the street though.
I know, but the reason I have such a distorted view of you is that you think going to Idaho Springs is a road trip.
It's when you have two kids, it's a day event.
Oh my God.
It's at least the morning, then they nap on the way back.
But that's not a road trip. We've established that you have to
I've
established
the debate is still raging.
But what's the longest you've stayed at a hotel?
Maybe a week. Maybe, but probably like 2 or 3 days. Let's go with 5 days.
Okay, five days. You're going to a hotel for 5 days. You're telling me that you're going to leave everything sitting in your bag, folded up, and not ready to wait.
Hang it up? You use the hangers?
I hang it up, I put it in the dressers. Of course you do. Because if you're going to go out, you want that shirt.
Yeah.
No, I've hung if I'm in a wedding, I'll hang the tux, but that's it.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Aaron?
I put everything in the drawers.
Everything.
Yeah. I need it organized.
No, I just iron it.
You're going to iron your shorts? You're going to iron
my shorts are just folded, right? They're folded in my drawer at my house, and I put them into the bag. They're still folded, and I get there.
But then they're next to your, they're too close to the shirts. They're too close to the socks.
Yeah.
You've got your swimsuit there.
Out.
Yeah.
They're too
put them
close.
Away.
What
yeah.
What do you mean?
You need to separate the bottoms, the tops, the underwear, you can't just have it all in one suitcase.
You have one drawer in your house with socks, underwear, shorts, pants, shirts.
No.
Then
exactly.
Why would you want to do that for 5 days somewhere else?
Because I'm on a trip. I don't bring my own pillow either. I use what I'm on a trip.
That's different.
I adjust.
Yeah, but the adjustment is now you live here.
Okay, but I use a travel size toothpaste too. It's this is my normal one. doesn't fit in my hand
that's
the same.
That's different. It's too that's close. Not the same.
I can't get my brain around. So you don't want to be comfortable while you're there. You're like at your house. Well, then why don't you just, instead of having a dresser, why don't you just have a Samsonite sitting on your floor? honey, my bag's getting empty. Will you do some laundry?
It would drive me nuts because I wouldn't know where everything is in the drawers. I wouldn't remember
what
drawer I put them in.
How do you know where it is in the suitcase when everything is stacked on top
that's
of each other?
You see what she's saying?
In the suitcase. You pack by day. So you pack your pants, your shirt, your underwear, your socks. Boom. Your pants, your shirt,
what?
Your underwear,
hold
your socks. Boom.
The phone. That's really how you pack?
Yes, that's how you plan. That's how you plan
you
out.
No.
That's how you plan out and make sure you have enough underwear and socks for every day.
I'm there 5 days. There's 7 pairs of underwear. Boom. And you put all the underwear
what
right
do you
here
need
in this corner.
What do you need 7 for?
Because it would have been a couple
know.
Blowouts. You don't know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Or you jump in the pool. Like, or
okay.
What? Like,
after the blowout.
Well, I don't want to do it in the shower. No,
so everything's all ready?
No.
That's how a smart, intelligent, well-prepared
I'm
going
to tell you this. I honest to God, have never heard of anybody packing the way
either.
He's packing.
It's always like
it's
pants
not terrible.
Together,
yes, all the
shorts
pants are together.
Together, shirts.
Okay, so it sounds like even if you do it that way, you know where everything is. Where are the pants? They're probably with the pants
but
in the suitcase.
T-shirts
I don't,
like,
I'm not
you still have to stack everything on top of each other to
yes.
make room in the suitcase for the other stuff.
So it's like, I want the black pants. So I have to go through a gray t-shirt, a blue t-shirt, a white t-shirt, move those aside. Oh, here's my blue jeans. Here's my gray. Oh, there's the black pants underneath that.
Okay.
You have to go through 7 things to get to what I want. But if they were in a drawer with just pants.
Then it's only 3 things to go. Like,
Better!
Yeah.
Better than 7!
So at home, you don't just pick the thing that's on top.
So when you're
you
done,
still go through your
items. When
you're
done with your clothes on vacation, but you're not like leaving yet, where do you put them, the dirty clothes?
We bring a big, like a laundry bag and put the dirties in a laundry
home?
Bag.
Yeah.
Most of the time we were driving if we were staying in a hotel, so we just put that in the trunk, but you just squish it in. They make to the suitcase.
So you don't. So what
on the way back,
because
then it's empty. So then you just put the big bag in.
So you have one suitcase that's just dirty crap, and then you kind of have stuff because I overpack. Mm. So I have like 3 or 4 pairs of jeans I never put on, or like I thought I was going to wear the linen pants, but I never did. So we have like a clean suitcase coming home, and then one with like a I don't bring a laundry hamper. I bring like a trash bag.
Like
a big old trash bag.
It's like a canvas bag. It's like meant for laundry.
Oh, it's meant for it.
Yeah.
So you have rules about the dirty clothes, but your regular clothes can be anywhere.
Why would you take all the time? Don't you just get to the hotel, you just throw your bag, and then you just go? Why are you're like unpacking?
It takes 10
no.
Do you put up photos and stuff too with your loved ones to make it feel more comfortable? Like, it's a hotel. It's going to suck. It's a hotel.
We go to nice hotels, Hack. I don't know. Here's the whole point of this. After we've just browbeat Hack for like 5 minutes, unpacking is bad, Aaron.
No,
because
it's not.
There's
it's
bed
not.
Bugs inside the drawers. A new study has come out.
You didn't
it's not
know
called
that.
A drawer bug.
Every single hotel room.
No,
in the
not,
drawers, bed
is,
bugs.
Is it called a drawer bug? It's called a bed bug. I don't know why it's in the drawers. But like the only one here who doesn't itch when they're at a hotel is Hack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there's a story out about fake IDs.
Yeah.
And that's like that reaction right there shocks the crap out of me. Let me just start with you.
What's the movie with McLovin and that ID?
Superbad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just.
Okay, Aaron, did you have a fake ID?
No, of course not.
Why, of course not.
Well, do you know how hard it is to find a fake ID that says red hair?
But you can just say you dye it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also didn't drink, so it wasn't necessary.
Oh, man, look how much you've caught up.
I know. Made up for lost time.
You don't know the story of the ambulance and opening day. Next time you see Erin out in public, just pull her aside. She'll show you a magic trick. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, I, too, never had a fake ID.
Why not?
Bud, I know that you don't understand this by looking at the badass you see sitting in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
No one on planet Earth, no one feared authority more than me. Like, the idea of, one, like, being there with, like, the stupid thing and you're making, like, pasting letters on and a fake picture and trying to laminate it with your home laminator and like make an ID, stupid, never gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
Or worse, what Aaron's talking about is going and trying to find like some 5'9" like brown hair. Well, although I have brown hair and hazel eyes, like, but like
and you do.
And like at the time for me, they were starting to change the driver's licenses or whatever, so they were harder to copy.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, because they put included that weird like, little watermark on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, or like the holographic thing. Yes. And then,
but that's the perfect time. There's so much confusion in the air. You got a paper one. You got the, I don't know, just let them in.
Okay.
Right?
that's the other thing I'm talking about. To walk up to a you could walk up to a dude who's built like a brick poo-poo house.
Yeah.
Just his neck is the same size as his legs. It's just this
big guy.
Just a meathead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hand him a picture that's so obviously not you.
Yeah. It didn't look like me at all.
So you didn't have a fake one. You had someone else's.
I remember there was a time where one of my buddies somehow knew a guy who would make fake ones. So I remember I had a digital camera in college back then. It was like, you have one. So I had to take pictures of my friends against the plain white wall and try to get the distance right and everything. And I don't think it really materialized into IDs. I think he just took their money. So a lot of wasted effort. But I got an ID from just somebody who had gotten a friend of mine who was a couple years older. And then he had gotten a new ID. So he had his old one.
Hmm. He just gave you?
Yeah. I just went to his house one day and he gave it to me. And the critical part is he gave me like a player's card for the casino or something that had his name on it, too. So then I had two forms of ID.
Oh,
that's smart.
Yeah. Well, it's highly illegal, so I discourage anyone from trying it, to be clear.
So did you ever go to a liquor store, or did you only go into bars?
Only bars, because the liquor store, I think it was technically expired, so like it wouldn't scan right. That was just when they were starting to scan them, so then it wouldn't work inside, but it would work to get into a bar or club.
So you'd...
But not every time.
Like, did you kind of know the bouncer, or you had to be pooping your pants when you walk up, because what do they call the cops?
I would have been pooping my pants, but Matt Brick was not pooping his pants. He was calm, he was collected, he was over 21. So
did you honestly take on the personality? Did you because my friends who had fake ones were like, they had to memorize his birthday. Something they used to we used to print our social on our driver's license. It was so stupid.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was right there. It was all in the front. It was like, so I, like, my what? Friends was like, okay, and you'd be driving down the road on the way to the liquor store. It's like, what's your social? And they'd have to like, it's like, what's your date of birth? What's your address? And they'd have to no. You'd like,
wow.
In case you get quizzed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I would give it to the bouncer. And the worst part is in the college town, it's like there's fake IDs everywhere. They know what they're looking for. So if you gave them the ID, they'd look at it and they would just shake their head and go, nope. And they'd put the ID in their pocket.
Huh.
And then you're like, oh, no, come on, man, that's me. You know, and he's like, nope, bye, next. You're like, okay, give me my ID back, man. And then you get real righteous. You're like, this is an outrage. Give me my ID.
God.
How am I going to get in? I got to drive home later. Like all this stuff. And then, but
they're never going to give it back to you.
Because he goes, what are you going to do? Okay, yeah, get the cops. If it's your ID, just get the cops.
Oh, my God.
And you go, touche, bouncer
so
man.
So Matt Brick is sitting in a bouncer's pocket. Right now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want to do a rousing round of Let's learn.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the useless information in your head. We feel like we're all kind of brain dead this week.
Yeah.
So this is when you're just going to rely on those few brain cells that aren't soaked in alcohol or THC and tell us something that we may not know.
Yeah. Fun fact, a tip, just teach us something. We want to learn. Let's learn.
I just learned something weird. I was watching a weird documentary about like the way everything in the world has evolved.
Okay.
Did you know that at one point, this is going to be terrifying if you feel the way about birds as I do.
Ooh.
There was a time in human history where penguins were as tall as us.
What? Really?
I think they found like bones of prehistoric, ginormous, flightless, shuffling, huge penguins.
That is very scary.
What is more terrifying? I mean, they're docile. But maybe they're not when they're 6 foot.
Well, and they're so dapper, especially back then to the cavemen.
They're like, little tuxedo. Like, what are you doing with your little loincloth, you piece of hell?
It's competition for the women, I think.
Don't,
like, he's so... That's
you're
very,
right. Do you think the penguins were stealing all the chicks?
He's dressed nicer. Come on, you can barely put that loincloth on. He's got a tux.
We're trying to do this. Let's
Neither of you
thing.
Can fly, so...
Oh, my God. Sorry. And you're just over here...
Did you know that? Penguins can't fly.
I said that. Okay. I said flightless birds.
I heard it. Yeah. Some guy said that. Sorry.
Did you know that
Burger King's original name was Insta Burger King?
Okay. I saw that one. I don't believe that one.
Insta Burger King.
I just
King.
Want you to know that sometimes when you're looking for stuff on the internet, I think you bring me stuff that's not real.
All the fast food stuff just finds me. So I have an attraction to fast food. But yeah, Insta Burger King.
Did you?
It's kind of like Facebook. Like, drop the Insta. Drop the.
Oh,
the,
it was the the.
The Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
Drop it.
Why would they call it Insta? Oh, because it's fast.
Yes. Yeah.
I get it. Did you know that there was once a Pope that was only 11 years old?
I didn't know that. No.
I didn't know it either. I just read it.
Okay. 11.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Leo?
You're four. You should be halfway to the Vatican, yeah. You little. You know. All right. So we're going to keep reading the stupid facts on our page. But if you have some interesting, weird fact that will blow our minds, we call it Let's Learn. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
This one, I think you might know this one already because you've done the water tour before. But the water that we drink is currently 3 billion years old.
I've heard that before. I find that vile. Is that really possible?
It just goes through everyone and we recycle it and we just all made a pact to not think about it.
To not think about it. I'm just like, my bottle of Simple Truth vapor distilled water was once Napoleon's pee.
What are you drinking that? That's so 3 billion years old.
Dude. No, but what, like if you get Antarctic, no, I guess it'd still be old. It just hasn't been through everybody. But oh my God, that makes sense. If the Earth is 3 billion years old, there's a finite amount of water.
Yeah.
You're not making this one up.
No, it says right here on this paper.
Do you know what this is called right here? That we, like when you're putting your shirt on and you put your head through the neck hole and you put your arms through the armholes, do you know what the armholes are called?
No. They have
arms
a name?
Say.
Arms say?
A-R-M-S-A-Y-E. Arms say? Arms say. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. The way.
Are we just going to keep reading?
Yeah. It takes. This one blows my mind. It takes 772 peanuts to produce a single jar of Skippy peanut butter. 772. They're also 3 billion years. No, they're not. That's a lot of peanuts.
Can you believe we're actually allowed to do a show today?
No.
This is the dumbest stuff we've ever done. The other one that I always go back to, and I don't know why I love it. There's two number ones related that I always go through. Number one is what. Spelled out, I think I did this one to you last time. Spelled out what number is the first instance of the letter A. So if you do start spelling the numbers, O-N-E, one, T-W-O, two, T-H-R-E-E, three. Where is the first number where an A will appear?
Well, the letter A has got to be, it's common, but is it 100? No.
Because you said 100.
Yeah. 7.
Because a lot of people go 101.
Oh,
it's not,
and
it's
one.
It's 101.
Okay. So is it thousand?
Thousand is the first time the letter A shows up. Let's learn. The other one is the only number you can write out that is in alphabetical order is the number 40.
Oh, that's right, because I...
F-O-R-T-Y, they are in, not, I mean, it's not like they're adjacent, but like every letter is where it would be, like the letter after it, you get the idea.
Alphabetical, yeah, and there is no U in 40. Just to clarify, in case anyone in this room might have been thinking that.
If you're listening from Commerce City and you think there's a U in it.
40.
There's not. All right, so if you have something interesting you want to tell us, we call this Let's Learn.
Let's learn.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Doing a rousing round of what we call Let's Learn.
Let's Learn.
Let's Learn. It's stupid facts that are in your head that maybe we don't know. What are you doing?
Just the falsetto. Trying to.
Let's learn. I don't think we're going to do that.
Okay. Okay. I took a risk.
Oh, man. When I'm being mean to you, it brings me such joy.
I make it so easy.
Chris.
Yay.
Yay. Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
All right. So I am originally from Ohio. And
oh, my God.
So
of course you are.
The restaurant chain Arby's.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with Arby's, they have a big cowboy hat, right, in the logo.
Yeah.
The original name that they wanted for the restaurant was Big Tex. But at the time, my grandfather, who owned a restaurant in Ohio as well, actually had a copyright on the name Big Tex for a sandwich that he had. So they had to come up with a new name, and they came up with Arby's.
So your grandfather is the reason Arby's went with the stupid roast beef as their name?
That's right.
Yeah. That's actually a really cool fact.
That is, yeah. Did you ever have the Big Tex sandwich? Was it worth
all the hubbub?
Yeah.
It was before I was born, and his restaurant closed, I think, the year I was born. So, no, I never.
So, Arby's is just walking around going, too bad we opened too many of the stupid restaurants with the stupid Pharrell hat on top. All right, that's a good one. Thank you, Chris. Heather?
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you got?
So, since you guys were talking about being brain dead, your brain is constantly eating itself, and it's actually a process where cells envelop and consume smaller cells and molecules from your system, but it's not harmful. It just actually helps preserve your gray matter.
So my brain is literally eating itself right now.
Correct.
Huh. So it's like on your computer when it's like scanning for errors and then it cleans them all up and...
Are you talking about when we used to run disk, whatever, that thing?
We don't have
that anymore. What? How old are you?
What's going on in my brain then?
Have you ever thought about this? This is the Let's Learn fact that I just remembered from a part of my brain that's not been consumed. Your brain is the only organ that named itself.
Ah, yeah.
Because all your other organs, it was like, I'm going to call you liver.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I've reserved the name brain for me.
In between bites of itself.
I'm delicious. I might call myself delicious. Karen?
Hi.
Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
That on average, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year.
Really?
I know.
From just chewing on that, yeah.
But I feel like I learned that like back in my medical careers class that I took in high school, and I learned I'd never wanted to be part of the ER ever. I just learned about people like swallowing the weirdest stuff, and I was like, I can't do it. I cannot do it at all.
Was that an accredited class?
No. What's in you?
It was like anybody who wanted to go into a medical careers class, we went and visited various hospitals. We had speakers all the time, and one just threw out a bunch of random facts, and I was like, oh my gosh.
And that one stuck with you.
I will never chew on a pen in my life.
I didn't know there was that many people, but that's why there's the hole in the cap, I think.
That is 100%
why. Because
if it goes down your throat, you can still kind of get air through it.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's learn!
Let's learn.
Eric.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
So, the amount of sunlight that you bring in your eyeballs activates your skin to defend itself from sunburn. So when you're wearing sunglasses, it's like confusing your brain and you're more likely to get sunburned. Unless you're like skiing or like on a lake or something, but your body's like natural ability gets like messed up by wearing sunglasses.
So sunglasses actually inhibit your body's natural defenses against the sun.
Yes. Yes.
That can't be. If that's true, that's one of the most fascinating things I've ever heard. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, human existence, you've been here for however long, and sunglasses were maybe like 100 or 2 years old.
So if you're sitting out by the pool, if you take your sunglasses off, you're less likely. Please do not quote anything you hear on this show.
No.
No, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
Because your body is a well-oiled machine, and it's like...
Yeah, that's why I stare at the sun and don't wear sunscreen.
Okay.
And look at me.
It is hard.
My brain's eating itself.
Your brain is eating my brain right now. Demi?
Yai.
Let's learn. What do you know?
Dentistry is one of the oldest professions in the world. Evidence of teeth being drilled actually date back to about 9,000 years ago.
Really?
Wow.
They just haven't gotten around to it in Great Britain. Good morning, everybody.
Open
wide. I hate that I went there.
So they were dealing with the no lack of toilet paper back then, but then they still had braces.
Yeah, you're wiping your butt with a twig, but you're getting...
I'll never get a date to the ball.
You think they had... Okay.
I don't know.
Ellen?
Yai.
Let's learn. What do you know?
A sloth can hold its breath 4 times as long as a dolphin can.
Shut up.
Yep. 40 minutes.
Is it just because they're slow at everything? So once they get tossed in the water, they're just like, eh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Are babies allowed in restaurants? Go.
Yes.
Text in at 51059. Yes?
Yeah.
I do
any
have
restaurant.
Not any. No. Like 5-star Michelin, like super, super fancy dress code.
What if my baby's good?
No, I still don't think.
I can't bring a baby. If my baby's
just
asleep.
Just to the like super, super, super fancy ones that we will probably never go to anyways. Well, by we, I mean T-Hack and myself.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. Boss.
I was like, I get to go from those places.
As long as the baby has a convincing ID, then you can get in anyway.
Listen, I'm like, because if you haven't seen it, I'm sure we can throw it up on our socials, but it's like this woman loses her crap at a place called Jalapeno Grill.
Okay, yeah.
It essentially, the interior shots look like El Jardín in Commerce City.
Okay,
it's just, it's like Santa Fe threw up in there. If you can picture that, it's just like that orangish,
orange and
salmon,
teal.
Like stucco-y, yes, and then turquoise accents.
Oh yeah, turquoise, that's what it is.
Yes, it's just, ugh. And apparently she was trying to talk while at the restaurant and the baby was crying, but other patrons were like, the baby was crying some, but like...
It wasn't the whole time.
Right. It wasn't like an unruly baby. I remember being on an airplane a long time ago when there was a screaming baby on there, and I shot fire out of my eyes at that family, and you're just like, what the F are you doing here? What kind of idiots are you? Like, I just remember, I was so angry that they were putting us all through that. Cut to, I have my own baby, the pressurization of the plane, like, and you're like, hey, everyone, no one on this plane wants this baby to shut up more than me.
Yeah.
It's my baby. I would do anything for this baby to shut up. I'm not trying to inconvenience you. I have to get to Florida to get to Brazil. Like, I don't want to be on this plane.
You're living a nightmare.
It's
as the
parent. Worst thing in the world. It's
so
the
embarrassing
worst.
And you feel like you're inconveniencing everyone. And
you do. I mean, but you can't get up and leave.
Well.
You're on a plane.
Well, you can switch me seats.
Well, I mean, but so if you were, I guess what I'm getting at is like, if you were at a restaurant, T-Hack, with your kids, and they cried longer than you thought they would you stay?
Yeah, I mean, there's a move to take them outside. We've had to do that a couple times, like at church. That's happened before. Or that used to be the big move growing up. It was like,
oh yeah, if dad took you outside.
It was bad if you had to go out of church.
There was a cry room at our church.
Yeah, but it was Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't want to get...
it was punishment.
Oh, God. My dad would take me to the basement because he was in Knights of Columbus and he had access.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
scary.
Oh, we're going to go down to the basement. He's like, no, we're not. We're good. I'm down. I'm never going to cry again. I'm going to cry alone in my room thinking about what would happen if I went down to the basement. But
So I would be quick to remove them and try to calm them down outside or in the front or something like that. But also just... a regular restaurant, especially this tier of a restaurant, and I don't mean that in a bad way, just right. It just,
you're at an Applebee's.
Yeah,
there's going to be some noise. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You would expect there's families and kids are going to be loud and babies might cry and kids might run around or they might run to the bathroom and you hear the parent go,
"How much are they allowed to run around?"
I don't know. Is it my kid or is it someone else's kid?
Do you let your kids run around?
No, not at all. No. But sometimes like they'll get going kind of quick to the bathroom or something and you're like, slow down.
Okay,
slow.
Yeah. But you don't let them like, no. You don't set them on the ground and have they're going table to table and like,
no.
Do you let them peek over
the booth? Well, we can kind of do that with Hazel. She's young enough where she's just kind of teetering around that people kind of like when she walks to their table.
Because she's so little.
She's so little, but we're in the sweet spot. So.
Do you send her with a little bucket that says like spare change or anything?
No.
You should. Do you let them look over the booth?
That one's tough because
I hate that one.
I love when kids
I'm
do that to me.
I'm trying to have a conversation.
I'll let them do it like once or twice, and then I'm like, okay, because it's like
once
it's
they
cute
start
at first,
doing it,
I know. But then you distract them.
Yeah, booty your knees on the seat. Either your knees or your booty. You're not supposed to be standing.
Oh, that's what you say.
That's what we say. Booty your knees.
Okay. Yeah.
It goes for you as well, Slacker.
Because when I hear booty or knees, it's in an entirely different context. I'm like, both?
But I've been in a restaurant before, kind of a tier like, it's Texas Roadhouse, I'll just say it. I think you would expect families to go to a Texas Roadhouse. And I've been there with my son, and we were in the booths that are lined up, so we back up to another booth. My son has been kicking a little bit or a little just moving, you know. And there was
kicking the booth, and is it like making a sound?
No, I mean he's just moving his feet. He's just
like swinging them.
Yeah,
kind of
swinging them. He's not like trying to kick. He's not like not on an airplane. Not
kicking
the
back of your
seat.
Can you stop for 1 second and go, it's not your kid, and you're in the booth next to it?
I don't know. I don't know that it would annoy me. Because I would expect, like, well, I brought my wife to a family-oriented restaurant. There's going to be kids here. But there was an older couple who was sitting in the booth. They were by no kids with them. And the guy was sitting with his back to us, so he was the one feeling the kicks. And he gave a couple big kicks back.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
That I didn't feel
it. To which you retorted with...
I didn't feel it. My wife was on the side, so she felt it, and she kind of whispered, he just kicked, and I had to be restrained.
Because you were going to go over the...
Yeah, and I was going to chew him out, and I was going to say disrespectful things to him, and also, if you want a nice date night with your wife, you should probably pick a different place than this.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
No, I'm on TX side for that one, because like, you're an adult man. You should be able to
But it's Texas
Roadhouse. Right,
it's not cheap.
No.
It's not, dude, that's McDonald's.
You should still be able to calmly turn around and say, hey, if you don't mind, your kid's kind of kicking my seat. Not be the toddler and kick back. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was Aaron's nailing it. That's the part that made me mad. Like, if he would have just said, excuse me, your kid's kicking
my seat. No problem.
We're so sorry. Yeah.
So then you guys just sat there in silence. You had a mini Cold War for the rest. Like, he knows that you know that he knows that you know.
Uh-huh.
And you just...
And the way we were sitting, so I'm facing, and his wife, so we're facing each other. And she knows what he did, and I know what he did. And I'm giving her the look, because I can't say anything to him. My wife won't let me.
And did you finish at the same time?
No, we finished first, and we left, and I left very slowly and gave him a good long look.
Mm.
It's a good long look.
Do you remember what he looks like?
Yep.
Let's find him.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about doing a bonding project within the show.
We've been talking about it a lot. We haven't done anything yet, and I'm kind of sad.
No one texted in. Let's try this again. Sandbox VR. We want to go down there and kill zombies.
Did you see someone did text in? And what's the guy's name who... The strip club guy?
Frank?
Not Frank. The other
Frankie
one.
Bones? Matt?
Matt. They were like, everyone knows Matt.
Everyone, oh, shotguns? Yeah, yeah, everyone knows. Matt's been there for decades.
Oh.
He left for a little while, but he's back.
Okay.
But well, I don't think that's where we're going to bond. I don't think we bond there. I want to shoot zombies.
I think we could totally bond there.
Have you ever been?
No.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Never, ever.
Do you
ever.
Know what that's going to be like if you go to a strip club?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus. We're going. We got to go tonight.
I've got no plans.
Why? Is it amateur night?
No.
That always turns into amateur night. Whenever you go, it's always, I think it's every night. They're lying on the sign.
They don't do that at shotguns.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No, they
okay.
don't.
Because every time I've gone with, whenever girls have gone with us, they end up on the stage.
They really?
Do? Yeah, or their shirts are off.
Just because you're at an Iowa strip club. Yeah. Like, Iowa strip clubs, every night is amateur night. I think you nailed that.
They're the best looking ones there.
Yeah. I have definitely been in strip clubs where amateur night is the talent night. Where
yes.
it's just mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, and there are always yeah. stories. Like, there was a girl in my class. She had an older sister who was smoking hot. And there's all these tales about, oh, one night she went to amateur night and got a little out of hand. And it's always like, oh, if only I would have been old enough
oh,
to
so
go.
You would, oh, you,
we were in like fifth grade. It was like, okay. Did you hear?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear what Katie did?
Shut up. Like, really?
Yes, yes. I still remember.
Wow.
I missed... It was a night of a lifetime, I guess, in Iowa, and I missed it.
So anyway, Sandbox VR, Matt from Shotguns. Oh, yeah. What yeah. else did we want to do?
Did we... Escape Room?
Escape Room, yeah. yeah. Escapeology or HTC Escape
maybe
Rooms or
Top
any
Golf
of those guys.
Or something. Did we say that?
You may be Rockwood, Texas from yeah, okay. Putt Shack, if yeah. Putt Shack wants us to come down. We need a team building experience, but one we were just talking about is a little bit different. Not so much team building as it is just getting, I don't know, intimate with one another.
Yeah.
Pedicures.
Yeah.
Sitting next to each other on recliners, getting our feet did.
I've done it before. I just always feel unworthy. Just like I'm wasting their time. Like you do someone else. Don't do my, I don't know. Because I'm not used to, I don't never get pampered.
You've done it more than once? I've only done it one time in like Maui, like a group of us went.
Mm. Okay.
Twice. You do feel weird.
I think, yeah. I mean, is it just because I'm not used to it that I feel that way?
It's maybe both, because I still feel weird when I do it too, just because, I don't know. It does seem like, I don't want it to seem like I'm better.
Above you.
Yeah, no.
But you are just paying for a service.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's my point. I have developed weird straight lines on my big toe of my left foot.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh.
So what
on
I'd like
nail.
To do...
Huh? That's not
on
good.
The nail.
On the nail, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, on the nail?
Yes.
That's even worse.
What are you doing? You don't... That's... Like, you actually know.
On the nail?
If you're...
On the nail?
If you're messing with me, do you know somebody who, like, died shortly after, like...
Shortly? No, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But so, okay. I want to know if you guys can follow this logic. I wonder if, okay, there's two things to think about. Could they look at it and go, oh, yeah, God, no, that's no problem. What you do is we just file this part here and do a little scrape under here and it'll clear itself up. Or do I try to YouTube this and get it cleared up before I go? I don't want to go, like, I occasionally have someone come and clean my house.
Mm-hmm.
My friends who do that, these people walk into their house and their house is... like a bomb went off. My house is pretty clean. I just want you to wipe stuff. Like, I clean mm-hmm. my house so you can clean my house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it makes
sense.
Same
with
yeah.
my feet. I don't want to go there with a weird toe.
Yes, but there's a line. The lines are not weird. Those are
how do we know?
Normal.
Like, I don't know. Do I shave my toe knuckle hair?
That's what I was going to say. I would definitely shave my feet. Because I do that as just part of my grooming routine. I would have to
do
it
really?
Fresh. Yeah, I do. I used to nair them. I used to put nair on the top of my feet. and you have to sit in the tub and just wait, and then it like just falls
really just
off.
Comes right off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I've read the Nair bottle like 100 times, just sitting there reading. I know you cannot put it on your nipples. they make it very clear on the warning packet. If you, I'm serious, read a bottle of Nair. Do not try it.
So I'd love to know which strip clubs have amateur night. And oh, how no. The girls remove their nipple hair so Tia can. Okay. So.
Yeah, so I would do it too. I would.
But would you want to get cleaned up first? Because here's the other part of my analogy. Like, I'm overdue for a complete physical.
Mm. Yeah.
But so, I got to do a 6-week cleanse before I go.
I agree.
No.
You get.
That's different.
How's it different? It's just like picking up your house. Before people come mm-hmm. clean,
no, because
I'm gonna give them. I'm gonna go you, like this is
no,
this is what
no, because yes. You're saying I keep it clean no matter what. I want you to come in and whatever,
right?
but for the doctor, the other 350 days out of the year, whatever, however long math. You said, did you say like 6 days or
60 or something? Oh. But like, yeah,
but that's your true self. So faking it for the doctor.
I'm not faking it.
You are.
I would.
Because
I actually
that's not
would
you.
Do.
They're going to give you false results and say you're doing
it's
great.
Not false.
And then you're going to go home and drink a bottle of Makers and be like, the not doctor told
bottle.
Me I'm didn't doing great. No.
But people do that. You know, people do.
Yeah, I do that. That's why I started losing weight, because I finally scheduled a physical and I knew it was coming up in a few months. And I was
so
like,
you did started drinking water.
I'm like, what's he going? What are they going to say?
Right.
They're going to say you should do these things. So I'm going to start doing those things. And I showed
ta-da!
Up and they were like, wow, you're doing all these things. I was like, I knew I didn't need to come.
Yes, there that's a good other, thing.
Sure. That's like the basic stuff. But when they're coming in to do like a blood draw and
yeah, I would rather
stuff,
them get I for me, if I'm going to my doctor to get a blood draw, I'd like for there to be some blood in there.
Yeah.
And currently.
it's got a proof.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do we think that the story about women being more attracted to men if they hold a kid is true or false?
I think it's false, personally, from personal experience of me holding children for now 4 years.
And your wife doesn't want anything to do with
yeah.
you. I think it's other women.
Oh.
It can't be their own kid. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I hope he doesn't get mad at me. Remember the dude who was on The Bachelor? I know his name, but maybe I shouldn't say it. One of the dudes. There's
oh,
so
yeah.
many different dudes
oh,
from
yeah,
The Bachelor
yeah.
who
yep.
live here. But one of them came down to Children's when T-Hack had just had his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might have been a year or so old, but like not.
Oh, no, not even. He was like 4 months.
He was like little.
He was tiny, tiny, yeah.
And he immediately picked up your son and took some pictures for the gram.
Yeah.
And then did some with a dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when you...
And even my wife
that's
was
where
interested.
I take offense.
Well, then you came to me and explained what a thirst... What's it called?
Thirst trap.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, he's thirst trapping. I'm like, what? I don't understand. Like, but I mean, the guy gets more...
Yeah, it definitely worked for him.
But do you want it
and
to...
And then he just tossed my kid back.
Yeah, he was
to
just like, done! Yeah. Got my gram shot!
I could hear his phone going off.
Where's the dog? I need to try that. Like, but, okay. But if you're a guy... So I'm a guy out in the dating world. If I were to pick up a baby and a woman was like, oh my God, that's so hot. That what she's finding hot is her ovaries wanting to reproduce. I don't want that girl. I don't want more kids.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So
you know
you're,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it's the wrong turn on. You're sending the wrong signal.
I mean, I'll take it.
Don't get me wrong.
I'll lead her on.
We'll work out the details later.
Oh my God. No, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like for me though, because I don't think I want my own kids, but there is something really special about seeing a man interact with someone else's kids and like play with them and be just like that.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah. So you do.
I
you,
like that.
Even though you don't want kids.
Yeah.
There's still something sexy about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it has to be someone else's kids, right?
Because
like,
well, first it's
for
just
me,
any
just because,
kid.
Yeah.
Like I think okay. if a stranger, it's like, because when it comes to dogs, like guys get puppies and then go to a dog park and women are just like, oh my God, look at him. He's so good with that little puppy. Mm-hmm. And same mm-hmm. with, like if you were out with Leo and Hazel.
Yeah, and you, which we do. Often?
Just the three of you.
The three of us, yeah.
And you were able to pry your wedding ring off your hand. Yeah.
It burns when I try to take it off. So my wife did something. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what she did. Okay. I think women would find that hot, which is weird.
It's not that weird.
No, because it seems like you have a lot going on. Like, if you were genuinely single and out with two kids, it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to be neglected by that guy. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have time for you. He doesn't have time to date. He's got two kids.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. How are you going to join our hectic, what we already got going on? I barely know where they both are anyway, let alone.
So, like, that's what I don't understand. Would you only find it hot because he's nurturing? Or what is it that you think
nurturing is the playfulness, if he's like, I don't want to say reprimanding because that could get weird.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Because without trying to alienate 80% of the women in my current dating pool, the opposite, like if there's a woman, I think it's beautiful if she's loving on a child or whatever, but like, ugh.
It's not necessarily a turn on. Is it because it's, I just lost it.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's a turn off, but it's just not, I'm not like.
Oh, is it because it's more common? Because we see women with children more often.
I think you nailed it.
So it's just like, it doesn't strike you as anything that you haven't already seen today, but a guy picking up a kid, because guys are so crappy.
A guy willingly picking up a kid. That's the difference. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and liking it.
Scooping up a kid and like, oh, you little, and like squeezing their face and doing stuff. Like, how many dudes go to a mall and see a dad? Like, I imagine when you go out with your two kids, you're nurturing, loving, like wiping their faces and whatever. And there's just dudes who are holding the baby by one arm and like dragging a stroller or have their other, and you're just like, come on, let's go. Yeah. Let's go get Orange Julius. Like, you're just like, blah. They're just not loving.
While we are also getting Orange Julius, but I'm just much more patient with them while we do it. Culver's next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a radical punishment for taking food from a wedding.
Okay.
Radical.
Well, imagine your friends and family planning a party for you, and when you show up, they're mad you're there.
Okay, I can't wait to hear that.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
There was a man in Cambodia, which is not Florida.
You see how he left a space there, Aaron?
I got it.
Okay, Cambodia.
Yeah, all of his friends and family had gathered together, and he decided to join them. So he showed up where they were. Yeah, but they weren't happy to see him.
Why?
They were there in his honor because they thought he had died, and they were having his funeral.
Oh. So then when he showed up,
they should be happy, you'd think, but they were.
He's a ghost!
Yeah,
he's the ghost!
I think frightened, yeah. A lot of people ran off, which is, how do you recover just in general from showing up to your own funeral? Because it's kind of like,
who's the dead body?
Well, then the cops had to go back.
I didn't even think about that.
Who was like, somebody, oh, no. Like, what are you, who's at the funeral?
Yeah, a body had been found in the river and they thought it was this guy, so they had the funeral. It turns out it was not that guy, it was a different guy. So the cops had to go back. Check their work.
Yeah, you're more police work. Yeah,
exactly.
Probably easier just to kill this guy.
So he got to go to his own funeral. He got to see who was crying.
Oh my God.
Who wasn't?
That's what?
You got to see like who's upset.
Oh, no, I guess. How do
you
go? Yeah, no, like, that's beautiful.
And then you run into your friend later and you're like, you weren't even there, dude.
I know, loser. Okay, I like that story. My story also not from Florida. It's from the UK. So we all have to talk British now.
Cheerio.
Pop up to you, Queen.
Ow.
Hello. Also, there was a couple, they got married and whatnot, and at the end, someone kept grabbing all the food and shoving it in bags. He was going to take food home. He's taking leftovers. Who else is going to eat it, right?
Well, British food isn't that good. Why would you want to keep it?
I know, it's terrible. But then somebody didn't like it, so they came at him with a sword and decided to stab him for stealing the leftovers.
Give him a right pointer. I can't do a British accent.
No, you've done very well. It was just a minor minor stab, and he didn't have to go to the hospital or nothing. And he was able to take home some leftovers after all.
Oh.
Don't really have an ending for this one. I just like, you got it all with what you said, really. All right. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.